Om Shanti. Today's topic, as I said this morning, is being detached as well as loving. So Baba always tells us to be loving and detached. And attachment and ego and even jealousy, carelessness, laziness, all are subtle. And naturally, unless we see deeply within ourselves, which translation you haven't got? Russian? Nobody is there, Russian, who knows English here? Have you got now? Okay. So once we remain introvert and check ourselves, that's why Baba says, check yourself, write down your chart. So as we start checking ourselves, we will know. Or it can be somebody else can point out. But nowadays, people are sensitive. So even if somebody sees that somebody is attached to somebody, they may not tell them that you are attached. So what we have to do is check ourselves. How much attachment do I have? And the science of attachment is people are dependent on someone or something. It can be human beings, material things, possessions, position, etc. And first and foremost, we have attachment to this body, my body. So far we were thinking I body, but now we think my body. And with attachment what happens? We take sorrow. Because root cause of all vices is body consciousness. So if we are attached to body, we are too much worried about what should I eat, what should I not eat, which is good for my health, which will not be good for my health. And what this negative thinking will definitely create negative result. So that's where Baba says, treat your body, but don't think too much about it, or don't talk about too much about it. Attachment can be to bodily relations, because usually I have seen some of the cultures, they have this deep attachment to their locates. And first and foremost, we should know difference between love and attachment, because sometimes people think, I am loving my family. It's natural, Baba says, be loving. But when you are loving, you don't take their sorrow. Suppose you are loving your mother. Mother is sick. Sometimes daughter takes more sorrow than mother. Or if the mother is attached to child and child is sick, then mother takes more sorrow than child. Child may be unconscious, not aware of sickness, but mother will be so much worried and running here and running there and taking this advice and going to this doctor and that doctor, etc. So with attachment there is sorrow, separation is sorrow, sickness is sorrow, and dependency, that you can't do without that individual or that object. And Baba says, use comfort, car, whatever object you have, but don't be attached. Don't think it's mine. And if it is not working, don't be dependent and say, oh, no car today, what am I going to do? Oh, no bike today, what am I going to do, etc. No? So that should not be there. Use, but don't miss it if that is not there. So possessions, we can be attached. We can be attached to our position. We don't want to give up our position, whatever happens. We may be attached to alaukik family, because some people have sanskars of attachment. They break attachment to laukik and break connect now attachment to alaukik family. So that's what I have to see, that I don't have attachment to alaukik family. Mainly I find with teacher and student, no? Students get so much attached to teacher that if teacher is going to another center, they start crying. And teacher also feels sorrow that, oh, if I go away, what will happen to my students? So that can be attachment to alaukik family. It can be attachment to your own house or Baba's center. Now you are happy to go only to that center, you can't go to another center, because you are attached to that. So that's where we have to see, sometimes we are attached to our comfort. We like only one chair, we like only one bed, we like only a type of mattress or pillow or whatever it is. So we should not have attachment to that also. We should feel comfortable wherever we are, whatever situation is there, and we should not complain. So that's about attachment, signs of attachment. Attachment, then people have favoritism. Because whoever you are attached, you'll do favor, special favor. Suppose mother is attached, out of 4 or 5 children, she is attached to one, usually youngest child. So she will do all extra favor to that child. So whoever we are attached, we do something extra for them and care more for them. And then naturally other children will have jealousy. Oh, mom always gives this of the sibling more and not me, etc. So we have to be detached from our children or whoever it is. And when you are possessive, attached means possessive. So they say, okay, you have to do whatever I want to you to do, authoritative and possessive. You are my child. You have to do whatever I want to do. And it's your duty. So that's how authoritarian and possessive people can be. So result, as you know, there is sorrow, worry. If the child is sick, parents worry a lot. There is a fear of loss of that person or losing that thing. There are negative thoughts, waste thought. Suppose the child comes a little bit late at home, mother will worry, oh, what has happened? Hope the child hasn't met accident, etc. So they worry a lot. So naturally the intellect is pulled with negative thought, waste thought, worrying thought, fear, etc. And the soul cannot have good yoga with Baba. Now question is how to become detached. So in order to become detached from body, we have to remind ourselves I surrender this body to Baba. It's not my body. It's Baba's duty to look after it. So surrender. Or as Baba says, die alive. If you die alive, none of these family members, Laukik family members belong to you. Then nobody belongs to you. So you will be definitely become detached from bodily relations. So body consciousness is the root cause of attachment or all vices. So first and foremost we have to be soul conscious. And what we need to now is experience more of Baba, Baba's all relationship. Because if somebody is attached to parents, they have to think Baba is my mother father. If somebody is attached to friend, make Baba your friend. So if we have experienced all relationship with Baba, it's easy to become detached from that relationship. And naturally, when we are remembering Baba, will get that strength and support. So have love and attachment for only one, receive strength and support from that one. Surrender everything to Baba. Nothing is mine. And create disinterest for this old world. Because sometimes we become attached to beautiful object that we have. My diary is so beautiful. So even if I got another diary, but I like that diary only. Or my views. Because sometimes we are attached to our views. I want to do what I want. And so naturally there is conflict with others when I am attached to my idea or I am attached to my possession, then there is a sorrow if somebody else takes it or I lose it. So if we have disinterest in this old world, nothing of this old world will attract us and will not pull our intellect. As Baba says, this world is chi-chi, it's going to be destroyed. In Gita, God says to Arjun, everybody is dead already. You can't kill anybody. In the same manner, if you see the world as a crematorium and everybody is dead, how can you attach yourself to the dead person? We are attached to the soul. But soul is eternal, imperishable. So when we are crying, for what we will miss or what we are missing. We are not crying for that individual. We are crying because of our selfish reason that, because this person has died, now nobody will provide me what he or she was providing me. Now we have got very good example of Brahma Baba. He was totally detached. Because if you see Yajna history, Brahma Baba was staying with his family. His especially even in Yagya, in Karachi, Hyderabad. His family was in the same bungalow as him. That is Nirmal Shanta Dadi, Brijendra Dadi, his Laukik wife, Jashoda, his boys, all were staying in one house. But he was totally detached. His behavior towards Nirmal Shanta Dadi or Prakashmani Dadi or Anad Dadi, they were same. It was not that he used to do special favor to Nirmal Shanta Dadi, that is his daughter, or Prijendra Dadi, his daughter-in-law, or his Laukik wife, Jasoda. Even when he was alive, he made Mamma as head of the organization, none of his Laukiks. Because he saw the qualities of Mamma, and that's why he made her in charge. And what happened that after 14 years, when the beggary part started, his son wanted to leave Yagya. Narayan Dada, who you saw on 18th January, he wanted to leave Yagya because the reason was he had fallen in love with his Laukik wife, that is, she was also in Yagya, both fell in love. So they wanted to leave Yagya. So Baba told him, okay, if you want to go, go. And he left Yagya. But before Baba had surrendered his wealth to Yagya and made a trust and made some sisters trustees, he had checked with his children, I want to give my whole wealth to Yagya or trust. So children say, yes, you can give. Which means children had nothing. They had no possessions, no bank account, nothing. So when Narayan Dada left, Baba gave him 5 rupees ticket from Abu to Ahmedabad. That's it. He said, now you can go and create your fortune. I'm not responsible. Because some of the sisters who bought jewelry, they stayed for 14 years and asked, Baba, I have brought my jewelry, can I have it back? Before they were living in beggary part, many left. So he used to give them that jewelry or whatever they had donated to Yagya. But to his own son he gave 5 rupees. So Brahma Baba was example that he was such detached that he treated his son also like an ordinary BK. Also Baba's right hand was Bhav Vishwakishore. He was his Laukik nephew and Laukik partner also in business. So when Brahma Baba surrendered, his Laukik nephew Vishwakishore Bhav, he also surrendered with his wife. Now he was Baba's right hand. Just like Mama. Mama was for spiritual sustenance and spiritual activities, whereas Bhav was for official activities. He used to would be doing all official activities, registering the house, buying the house, shopping. Because bulk shopping they had to do because they were about nearly 350-400 BK staying together. So they had to do all bulk shopping of grains, coal, kerosene, ghee, oil, food ingredients, everything. He used to go out because in Abu there was nothing available. So he had to go to different cities to buy cheap. Because even now, for Mount Abu, we get fruits and all from outside. Even for Yagya, Sometimes some people send oranges or coconut or whichever season, mangoes, whatever, but they come from outside. Brahmans send them. But in those days there were not so many Brahmans or businessmen. So he used to go there, do nice deal with him, owner of the company or farm or whoever, and get a good deal. So he left body in Mumbai. And when he went to Mumbai for his operation, second or third day, Baba said, I am sending sakas to my special child. So from Madhuban he was sending those sakas vibrations. And sometimes even at the night time he would give him sakas. And in Murli he used to say, I am giving him sakas. But when he left body, and when news came to Baba, Baba was showering. So he kept on showering, he didn't stop. He just asked what has happened to him. When did he die? Then sister from Bombay's dadi said that should we bring the body to Madhuban? And he said, no, no need. The body, our soul has left the body. What's the point of bringing body over here? So he didn't get the body here. We could see complete detachment. He carried on activity and as if nothing has happened. So that's how we could see Brahma Baba was totally detached. And even because in Yajna what he did is for detachment, he used to say, if you want to see how much attachment you have to your body, experiment. Imagine you are dying. What do you feel? Because if you are attached to your body, naturally you will take sorrow. But if you are not attached, you wouldn't take sorrow. So he used to try and give the experiments. Also, he kept mother and daughter or children separately. Children were staying in baby bhavan and somebody else would look after. Mothers used to stay separately. And so children didn't develop that dependency on mother, because usually mothers and children were more at that time rather than whole family. Two or three families were there. The rest mothers and daughters came. Like Gulzar Dadi and her mother, all-rounder Dadi. They were in Yajna and they were sent to Delhi to do service together. And they were staying in Pandav Bhavan. And we had seen as if there is no laukik relation. No, otherwise you can feel laukik relationship when people behave in such a way. So they had no laukik connection. And Gulzar Dadi was in charge of Delhi. So all around the Dadi, though she was mother, she would sustain everybody lovefully. But all administration work Dadi Gulzar used to do, and she used to respect Dadi Gulzar and follow her direction. So totally detached mother and daughter. Then Ratan Moini Dadi and her locking mother, Shilendra Dadi and her locking mother, they were staying in Mumbai. And because both the mothers were old, during beggary part, their Lokik sons bought a flat for them in Mumbai. So they were staying in a flat in Mumbai near the center, staying together, carrying out responsibility. but no attachment. So that's how Baba, with his own example, and Dadis with their own example, showed how to become detached. And when one becomes detached, naturally the yoga is easy. Otherwise, intellect is pulled to people or objects. And that is our last stage. Completely detached and constant remembrance. And in Gita, that's a very important chapter, last chapter, to become completely detached and constant remembrance. Now, detachment doesn't mean that you don't care for that person. Because sometimes, no, people say, oh, I'm detached. Somebody sick. They don't even care or share or inquire, how are you? Its body is sick. But we have to take care of the sick body also, no? Friends or relatives or Pandavas or Shaktis or Shakti Bhavan or Santavasis. So we have to see that we have to be loving and caring and responsible. Whether it's parents and children, whether it's alaukik family, Brahman, that we need to be detached. We don't need to take sorrow because somebody is sick. But at least we have to see that they are provided proper health care, medicine, food, etc. So because here also the roommate is sick, naturally you have to look after them and not just say, oh, I am detached. So we have to be detached but loving and caring and responsible. Now sometimes some people say, but I don't experience love from Baba, because in order to be loving we have to receive that power of love from Baba. And some in bhakti have natural sanskar of love from God, love for God. And so for them it's easy to have love for Baba. Whereas quite a few Brahmins I know, after a few years, they say, but I never experienced love from Baba. And then Om Shanti, even Abhyan. In the beginning, because the instruments are nice and sweet and loving and caring and providing everything, toli and tea and looking after them, because when the small family was there, everybody used to treat new students very nicely. So sometimes they carry on with that love. But after a while they say, oh, but I never experienced love from Baba, and instruments are also too busy to talk to us. So they leave Dhyan. And so to experience love from Baba, establish all relationship with Baba, we have to work on ourselves. Start journeying. What Laukik friends and parents and teachers love is, and how it our Baba's love is different. First churn. And then whilst meditating, try to experience that spiritual alaukik love from Baba. So once you have experienced love of mother, father, teacher, guru, friend, it becomes easy to be detached from laukik relatives. Because Baba's love is unlimited, unconditional. And once we experience naturally we are able to share it with others. So we have to experience Baba's all relationship. We have to experience Baba's all qualities. Because we say Baba is ocean of knowledge. Baba is ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, purifier. So once we have all this experience, naturally we will feel close to Baba. And once we receive that, we can share it with others. And in practical also, we saw how Brahma Baba was full of love. Because my practical experience is that amongst my six siblings, my Laukik father used to love me most because I was favorite child, because I was good in studies, Laukik studies, and also sensible and karma yogi and all. So he used to love me most. But when I met Brahma Baba, I could feel that spiritual love. And my love for Brahma Baba was much more than my Laukik parents. So the thing is, everybody who used to come in front of Baba, Baba used to speak so much nicely and lovefully that everybody used to think, oh, Baba loves me most. To that extent that Baba used to love even the laborers working in Baba's garden and construction, and everybody will say son, son. So he will say son to minister or son to laborer and son or daughter to animals, birds, etc. Because Baba's personal assistant was Lachu Dadi. So Lachu Dadi used to take care of Baba and go around with Baba wherever Baba used to visit, construction site or whichever site Baba used to visit. So what happened that if he sees that some laborer hasn't got enough woolies during winter, he will say, Lachu Beti, daughter Lachu, give this son cardigan, and also every winter, even now, we give one blanket to all laborers. So that has been system. And every often in summer he used to sit in hut. And sitting in hut, his time was nearly fixed, 10:30, 11 o'clock, after he used to finish all his other activities, writing letters, visiting kitchen, visiting construction site. He used to sit in a hut and relax, and personal talking, etc. he used to do there, meeting. So there was one sparrow used to come every day. So Baba will say, Lachu daughter, give this daughter Toli. So this sparrow used to come every day and take Toli. So that was his love for not only human being or Brahman, but for everybody. So unconditional love. And Shri Baba's love is also unconditional, whether rich or poor, educated or uneducated, he still loves, cares for everybody. And that's why even if we have defamed him, we have defamed him so much, you know, in bhakti, knowingly, unknowingly, we used to say, God is omnipresent. God is in cats and dogs and everyone. God is the one who is giving us sorrow and happiness. So, if you tell that you are giving me sorrow, if anybody tells you, you are giving me sorrow, will you love that person? You will care for that person? But God incarnates in Kali Yuga, this dirty world, where we are tired and fed up and we want to be liberated, power comes here and gives us jnana, liberates us from sorrow, suffering, and purifies us. That is His love and mercy. So that's how we can see how much Baba is doing for us. Comes every day to give us Murli. And even in Sakar, every day giving Murli. Even when Brahma Baba was sick, what used to happen is, he used to give on the phone. From hospital, he used to ring somebody, one of the instruments, and give points. And that points were circulated everywhere. Even when he went to Kashmir for holidays, he used to give some points for morning class. So that's what we found, that Baba's love for children and caring for children was such that he didn't stop doing his activities, teaching, purifying, giving them again and again the same teaching. Because sometimes we are fed up and we say, oh, Baba is giving the same only, same points, nothing new. Whereas Baba never says, oh, you are Buddha, stupid. I've been telling you so much, soul, be soul conscious, and you haven't become soul conscious. He doesn't say, now I'm fed up. I'm teaching you, you haven't become so. So that is His love, that He keeps on working on us. So, once we experience His love, we understand how Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba, through Brahma Baba, behaved in a practical way, naturally, we have to be Bap Saman, follow Father, follow his everything, how He loved and cared for everybody. We have to care, because as you see here also, most of the guests also, they come only for 3-4 days. And you stay here 15 days. But you see how much you are cared here in Yajna. Because before double foreigners came, we had very simple lifestyle. Until 70s, because I think 75, 76 first double foreigners group came. So until that time, we had only bucket bath. Pandav Bhavan, as you have seen, how simple accommodation and all facilities are there. At least now they have each room having bathrooms. Toilet together. But before that, we had to go to toilet in one place, shower in another place, get hot water and cold water from one place. So we had to do up and down. But as double foreigners came, now you got this facility, Gyan Sarovar, with some, most of the room having shower, and at least hot water, cold water in the same bathroom. Toilet also around that. Food also. Whichever state people come, because if there are South Indian people, they cook South Indian meals. Because they need yogurt or buttermilk every day. South Indian. They have, because in the old days we had only tea. Yajna have provided in the up to 50s, 60s, only tea and milk. But now they started provided coffee because South Indians drink more coffee than tea. Now double foreigners come, they want boiled sabji, veggies, salads, chips, pasta, noodle. So we had to do that sort of a meals. So this is the love that make whoever comes here, Baba's children, are comfortable and they are not missing their country or their types of food. Because when we have Asian retreat, Asia and Middle East retreat, IPIP, we provide both type of foods, Asians as well as Arabian people, those who come from Middle East. We had to provide that sort of a meal. So we invite special cooks from Asia and Middle East so that they can cook their special dishes. And gradually, Gyan Sarovar cooks also have learnt all these things. But still I think sometimes pasta and noodle have Indian way of spices and frying and all. But to have that proper meal, we sometimes for guests we go out of way to cook that sort of a variety and also provide ice cream whenever. So we had to increase our facilities, but at the same time we feel that everybody should feel comfortable, and that's what Baba started system. Every group that come, Baba used to ask, are you okay? Are you comfortable? If it is winter, he'll ask whether you have got proper blanket and room is proper or not. So the thing is, like parents looking after their children, here it's an unlimited family, but aim is to provide care and comfort to everybody so that they are happy to study. Because if you are not comfortable, your concentration also will not be good and you'll be thinking, oh, what about this, what about this, I'm missing this, I'm missing that, etc. So that is Baba's love in a practical way. But as you experience supersensuous joy during meditation, then naturally you will experience that subtle love of Baba. And Baba fulfills the desires of all, not only of children, bhagats also. Because many times some Brahmins are very stubborn and they want Baba to do what they want. I'll give you an example. in 1960s. One sister was instrument in one of the centers. She hadn't studied Hindi, so she could not read Baba's Hindi Murli. And in 60s there were no adult education classes. And Brahmins are always busy. So what she did is, she used to go in trance. So what she decided is, in trance, she used to tell Baba, "Baba, you had to teach me Hindi." And what Baba did, that every time she used to go, every day she used to go in trance, Baba used to write down alpha, beta, Hindi alphabet. And gradually she started learning Hindi and she started reading Murli. Pusakar Baba. Means in the early days it was Shiv Baba sharing everything to Sakar Brahma Baba. So Brahma Baba, he was very loving and caring. So especially in those days, they were quite prosperous in the early days. So Brahma Baba used to treat all children like prince and princess and visit them often. He had appointed one teacher to teach them. Prakashmani Dadi and Chandramani Dadi were the children's teachers. So they would teach them Gyan, Dharana, Yoga, etc. And if anybody in Yajna was sick, Baba would visit that person, give long drishti. And Janki Dadi was nurse at that time. So Baba would direct her to give home medicine, because in those days nobody wanted to see the doctor because they think doctors are shudras and shudras should not even touch our body. Because doctor, if he comes, he will check your pulse, he will see your heart rate and everything, sometimes check your abdomen, etc. So they wouldn't go to Laukik doctors. So Baba had to give them some medicine. So what he used to do is send trans messenger. What is to be done? What medicine should be given? And he will either himself lawfully give that medicine, or Janki Dadi was appointed as nurse for the patient, so she would do that job. And it used to work very well. For example, once it happened that Nirmal Shanta Dadi had 104 degree Fahrenheit temperature. And so Brahma Baba asked her, "Do you want to call doctor? Should we call?" She said, "No." So Brahma Baba sent the trans messenger, go in trance and get medicine for her. And trans messenger came and gave the message that she should have ice cold water shower. So Brahma Baba called Nirmal Shanta Dadi and said, "Are you prepared to have such ice cold water shower?" So Dadi said, "Yes, if Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba has given this medicine, I am happy." So Dadi was prepared to go. They brought in bucket, ice cold water, and before she went, again Baba said, "Please go and check again. Really, Baba wants her to take such a cold shower." So then messenger said, no, I was just checking her faith. And then what happened was, message gave that she should have ice packs on her head and just sponge of cold water. So that's how, no, Baba used to personally get, if anybody had problem, they will come to Brahma Baba and share their problem. If anybody has sickness, Baba used to go and visit them and share not only drishti but medicine. And the care they received in yajna, naturally they still talk about it and follow his footsteps. That's what Adadi many times says, whatever we have received from Baba, we want to share with you. You should also experience that. So that has been always the desire, not to keep it to yourself, but keep on giving and sharing with everybody, so that everybody is empowered or enlightened. And Baba used to be, even at that age, tireless, serving. Because naturally, Amratvela, he will, in the beginning, he used to do by himself in his room. And then Murli, after Murli, no, people used to come and listen to his churning again or share, Baba, today's Murli, we got chamber, they used to call. Baba, today's Murli, this was very good point. This was very good point. I like this point, etc. So they used to tell, Baba used to take them for a walk after Murli. And busy whole day, even at the age of 93. And evening also, people used to just visit him in his room and listen to some churnings. And night class also every day. And when he missed 18th January morning Murli, he shared class in the evening that, oh, today children have missed Murli, so I must come to class. So he went and shared that night also. So until last moment, whenever he was sick, wherever he was, even from hospital, he didn't miss giving Murli, not a single day. And that's why, naturally, he expects all of us to be regular. So that's how, no, Baba's love as a father, teacher, guru, he sustained children with so much love without getting disturbed by children's activities or repeatedly asking him questions, because some of the children, even in Avyakt Bap Dada, one English brother asked Baba, Baba, are you really God? And he said, yes, I am God. So the thing is, children start all sort of question, but Baba kept on keeping everyone content. And he is still in his avyakt form, sustaining all of us. And has promised that he will be sustaining until the end. as a father, teacher and guru. Om Shanti. So we'll have 2 minutes meditation and finish.